If you are unemployed or if you're currently employed and you don't love what you're doing, our next guests, well, they might have a job for you. Our friends from Max Abilities of York County, they're joining us here in the studio. They are involved in the Human Resources Department, but I promise you they are very sweet individuals, and we love our Human Resources Department. We need these departments where we work. But ladies, y'all get such a bad reputation, don't you? Not you two, but just HR in general. But we need HR.
We do.
Ashley just said you're just good at managing people.
That's right. You're good people managers.
So let's market that for sure. We have Sharon McKnight and Micah Ashley, and they're part of the HR department with Max Abilities of York County. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank y'all for being here.
Thank you for having
us. Micah, you are the HR director. You've been there for 25 years.
Yes.
Impressive. What keeps you coming back year after year? What have you enjoyed over 25 years?
I've had a kind of a varied history with Max Abilities. So I started as a residential coordinator over five or six of our residential programs in the Rock Hill and Fort Mill area. And, you know, that's what drew me to Max Abilities, wanting to support our individuals and wanting to help them learn and grow. And I've just had the opportunity to keep learning and growing myself with the agency. Mm-hmm. So when I left residential, I went to our case management program and worked with our families, our children and adults, and was in that program for a number of years. And then, of course, continued to want to learn and grow. And when we did have the opening in our human resources department, said, give me a shot. And they did. And, of course, you know, just wanted to help the agency continue to support our individuals, but also support our employees and you know, be the face of the agency, the support that we need to help find the caring employees that we need to support our folks.
Gosh, Micah, are a great example of someone mm-hmm. who started at one position in a company and just learned as much as you could and then worked your way up to the top. That is a prime example of when we tell folks, just get your foot in the door. Mm-hmm. Work hard, learn what you can about the business, and then someone's going to notice and you'll climb that ladder. That's remarkable.
Exactly.
Sharon McKnight has been with Max Abilities for 34 years.
That's correct.
We joke, they don't make employees like
no.
y'all anymore.
No.
34 years, Sharon. Wow, that's remarkable.
Yes.
Same question. What brings you back every single day or every single year? What's so special about Max Abilities?
Just loving people. I love helping people, supporting people. I started out as a direct support professional. So that's the very entry position that you can have with the company. And I actually worked myself up to the assistant executive director's position, which is Michelle's assistant, basically. I just love helping and assisting other people. It's family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You love them. They become your family. And that's just something that I love doing.
And we've had the opportunity to meet many of the Max Abilities folks, and there is never a dull moment, is
correct.
There? Correct. Lots of laughs.
Absolutely.
We love them so much. Yeah. So how many employees does Max Abilities have, Micah?
So currently we have around 250 employees.
Oh.
And, you know, the majority of those employees are our direct care staff that support our individuals. And they're with them day to day, assisting them in their independent living skills and providing that care and support that they need to be, you know, as independent as possible.
So, Sharon, we're here to make sure we have more people to work there, because I think we need to get closer to the 300 range of employees.
Correct.
So we still need to hire about 40 folks.
That's correct.
Who makes for a great Max Abilities employee?
Someone that is caring and dedicated. That desires to help others, that can just see potential in a person, that we want to make sure that we assist them with anything from their basic living skills to their independent living skills, and just being there for them.
So what are some of those jobs look like? What are some jobs that are available right now that folks can apply for? And how do they apply for mm-hmm. these jobs?
Okay. So we are always looking for those direct support professional positions, and that, again, is the folks that work with our individuals and assist them daily. We also have a residential coordinator position, and that is someone who is going to oversee multiple programs and help with the assessments and needs planning for our individuals, help supervise the staff that are in the programs, and just, you know, be the advocate for the individuals we serve. For those that might not feel comfortable with doing some of that caregiving type roles, we also have a maintenance position. We need folks that have mechanical know-how and can help us keep our homes in tip-top shape and keep our vehicles running. And so, you know, that's another way just to give back by ensuring that our programs are safe and that our folks have what they need in that capacity. And then we're also looking for someone that can help us in HR with training. You know, if you have a desire to teach and help us, you know, grow the potential in our employees and give them the skills that they need to be successful in the job, we're looking for that as well. To apply, you can certainly go to our MaxAbilities website and apply there. We take applications in person at our administrative office Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. We'd love to see you just pop in and speak with us and do that application on site.
I was going to follow up with that, Sharon. If folks are hearing this and they're thinking, I don't know exactly where my skill set can be used at MaxAbilities, but I like the culture, I like the messaging that I'm hearing this morning, just swing by, say hello, bring a resume, and I guess you all can find the right position for them. It might not be available right that second, right? But at least you're top of mind.
And that's correct. And that's part of the intake process when they apply. Our HR department, they speak with those persons, and they try to find the best home that they may work in. If they're CNA certified, then we try to get them into one of those homes that certification would best serve them. So we will take that time to see, you know, what best fits them when they apply for a position.
Are most of these positions full-time positions or some part-time? Is it a little bit of both, or is it mainly full-time positions?
A little bit of both. We certainly do have full-time options. Our part-time positions are geared more to work weekend hours. And then we also have PRNs. So if you can't commit to a set schedule but would still like to work a few days a month and you give us your availability, chances are we have a place to put you if you're willing to be flexible and work in multiple programs. So we can even, you know, help those folks that might not can commit to, you know, every other Saturday for a 12-hour shift, but would love to do 8 hours for us.
That's great.
We can work with that as well.
And are these full-time jobs, are they typically 8 to 5, 9 to 5? Like, what's the time period?
So for our full-time positions, for residential, we're looking more at second and third shift hours. So second shift may start as early as 2, but typically 4 o'clock to midnight, and then third shift, midnight to 8 a.m. We do have our day program, so we're looking for folks there as well. So that is considered more Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 3:30, to work in the day program, teaching job skills and some of that independent living and getting folks out in the community.
If you're just joining the conversation, we're learning about jobs that are available through MaxAbilities of York County. We're hearing from Micah Ashley, who's the HR director, and Sharon McKnight, who's the assistant executive director there at MaxAbilities. Sharon has been with MaxAbilities for 34 years, Micah for 25 years, and their stories are unbelievable. They both kind of started at the ground level and then worked their way up. So just kudos for what you all have done. You obviously have a love and passion for others and wanting to grow as an employee. And you're a great example of what happens when you show up and you do the work, someone notices, and then you just continue to grow within the agency. And when we talk about MaxAbilities of York County, one of the biggest events that it will put on every year is Savor the Flavors.
One of our favorite events that we emcee.
Yeah, we'll be out there again. It's October the 2nd, 6 to 9 at the White Home. So go ahead and get your tickets now. You'll get to savor all the flavors from all of the restaurants here in our backyard. And the money goes right back to help MaxAbilities of York County. You all mentioned earlier, it's like a family atmosphere.
It is.
And this is an event that the whole family's involved in. You all show up. You all get involved.
And they sure do. Yeah.
Your friends that you all serve, they show up as well. They're involved with like the silent auction and the live auction.
There are helpers for the night. It's great.
So when you talk about family, if you're looking for that in a workplace, Maxability seems to be one of the first stops that you need to swing by and say hello, introduce yourself, and happy job hunting. There's a lot of jobs to be had here in our community. Again, if you like what these ladies have been talking about when it comes to Maxabilities and it's tugging at your heart, this might be a good opportunity. Well, Micah and Sharon, thank you so much for, one, what you all are doing at Maxabilities, two, for what you're doing in the world of HR. I know it gets the reputation it gets, but you all have changed our tune for sure. So thank you so much.